Our friend Bob Saget is in studio. He's at the Irvine Improv this weekend. You better take it,
you okay?
I got a frog in my throat.
Aww.
Irvine Improv this weekend, Friday night, 7:30 and 9:45, and Saturday at 7 and 9:30. And he promises all new material for each show.
Not wow. all.
I think that's
all
amazing.
Not all.
That's,
all.
That's,
that's
to do
nice.
That. Yeah.
Really nice of you to
go
do
to
that.
All of them.
Incredible.
But I will say that all of the drinks have frogs in them, so a whole audience get frogs in their throat.
Excellent. Yeah,
in tribute to
from.
Bean.
Yeah, I thought I was a professional. All right, we love Bob, and we know you do, too, and that's why we thought you might have some questions for Bob. And you can call right now with any question on any topic at 1-800-520-1067, personal or otherwise. We call this What About Bob?
What about Bob? What about Bob? Do you like corn on the cob? What about Bob? What about Bob? Do you have a big nod? What do you want to know about Bob Saget? Call now, and he'll answer it. Come on now, and don't be shy. It's time for...
It's What About Bob?
I mean, the music reminds me of your references in the last break.
I want to apologize to everyone. The last break had no one mentioned under 70 yet.
Let's go to Raul, first line for North Hollywood, 1-800-520-1067. Any question for Bob Saget? What's going on, Raul?
What's up, guys?
Hello,
Bob.
Sir.
12 years ago.
I didn't do it. I didn't know, but I'll make the payments.
You yeah, you did. 12 years ago, I was a contestant on One Versus 100.
Oh, my God.
I lost. I was the biggest loser on that show. I lost $263,000 to the mob, to only like five of them.
I remember you.
Wow.
I remember. I felt so bad
for
you.
Do you want to be the guy that calls up and goes, I was the biggest loser on that show?
I was. And actually, he just answered my question because I wanted to know if he really felt bad or was that just his awesome... feeling skills because if he didn't care, you know, because
I remember it, and I don't know what to tell you. I felt really, really bad, and I'm not really cut out for that, and yet stuff like that keeps running coming my way. But I don't like when money is offered to people and they're
snaps
competing
back.
For it and all that, and I felt terrible. You went about as far as a person can go. And
yeah, I really wanted that million, but I guess the greed got me, you know?
Dude,
yeah.
You lost $263,000.
Standing next to me.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I don't know which is right worse.
In answer to your question, he remembers and he felt bad.
He feels
my,
bad.
My arm was on you and I bowed my head and I couldn't lift it up for a moment and they cut away because I got emotional.
Bob just said he's going to pay off all your debts now, though.
He did, isn't that cool?
Is really quite a payback.
It's really
well,
nice.
There's actually a thing in my contract that says I'm not allowed to do that.
Oh. Well, you know, thank you for the call, sir.
Yeah, thanks. I'm sorry, man.
All right, let's go to Sean, please, line one. Sean's in Santa Monica. It's What About Bob?
Hey, Sean.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Sean.
I've been waiting for this moment for a long time, Bob.
A guy said that at my window the other night.
I wonder if you remember the plane ride back from Las Vegas after the Pacquiao Mayweather fight.
Oh, I do.
What happened?
A Virgin flight, first class.
Yes.
That got stranded on the runway for some issue for about an hour and a half.
Were you? You're not the guy that caused the trouble, are you?
I'm the guy that was not allowed to board the plane because a celebrity requested that I not be allowed to, Bob.
What?
Well, wait a second.
All right, fill us in. Fill us in on this.
Hold on.
Give us
you sound like such a nice, good guy. Now, what's the deal? What happened? So please tell me your viewpoint on this. Because I only heard about it afterward that there was someone acting a little overly...
Served?
Like they'd partied a bit too much and were still partying, mm-hmm. and they were concerned.
Coming back from Vegas? Come on, Bob.
No, you got a point. You got a point. I was just sober for some reason.
So one or two seats behind you in first class, and usually they serve drinks. And what was funny was, or anything, it was really hot on that plane. And they said because of whatever mechanical issue, they couldn't serve us.
I remember the plane overheated is what happened.
And you had Sean thrown off?
No, I did not.
Did
in fact, the guy that was really... No, there was a guy all the way back in coach, and that's understandable alone. And he was yelling stuff, and then the flight attendant reported that.
I got you.
So I don't think it was you.
I did yell something, Bob.
It was him, Sean. It was Sean.
Did you yell, Bob Saget gets all the women. Bob Saget gets everything. Was that the tone of it?
No, I was the guy. This was when.
Because that's where the guy yelled.
And he got kicked off?
That guy was kicked off, but then allowed back on. So I had no control over it. It was simply they were worried about someone yelling that for an hour.
And the guy wasn't wrong either, by the way. So it sounds like, just to cut to the chase, Sean, it sounds like Bob didn't have anything to do with you being kicked off the plane. Is that right, Bob?
It sounds like you did, Sean.
They specifically stated the celebrity requested that I not be allowed to board back on the plane.
Well, but you don't know that Bob. Carrot Top wasn't also on that plane.
Well, that's actually impossible because I would never. First thing, hearing myself called a celebrity is upsetting when they do that these days. But I would never say it's not even. In
I
this,
will not allow him back on the plane.
Yeah, I'm not allowed. I wouldn't say that.
Bob, you're saying I can go back to being a fan? Oh my God, please! For years, but I was going to show up to one of your comedy shows and
stand up.
Why, Bob? Why, Bob?
No, you don't have to. We have mended this.
I feel like from this phone call, we know why, Sean. We all know why.
We're kicking you off the plane.
Sean, it's not even, I don't even think it's possible. If a celebrity, and then you look through the plane, and then you, it's not hard to figure out.
That's true.
Can we kick Sean
off the show now?
You can, but feel free to do whatever. Follow me, figuratively online. And I'm sorry that caused you any grief. And I ended up getting tortured in another airline flight. And I sat in a middle seat in coach because I couldn't get home. So it was a 12-hour flight back from Vegas. So if it makes you feel any better, Sean, I was tortured as well.
I'm back to being a fan, Bob.
Okay.
Very nice.
How about that?
Thank you for the closure.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. All right. Bob Saget. We love you. Have a great time at the Irvine Improv this weekend.
This is when you open up calls. There's only time for two.
Well, when they're calling you on stuff, we have to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, it was good.
We'll do it again next time if you liked it.
I would love it. You got the pre-record.
Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. Tickets on soundimprov.com, Irvine. Go see the great Bob Saget, 21 and up. We'll see you soon, my friend.
Thanks. I love you so much.
The Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.